only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job.
Montgomery area help wanted.com.
Local jobs that work.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Start shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days when low hanging clouds never clear.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Hey, superstar! Give me a hug!
Give us a hug?
Wait. Back up a bit.
But why?
Why?
It's National Hugging Day.
No, I'm not hugging you.
Aw.
Come on. Give us a hug.
Give us a hug.
Happy National Hugging Day.
I'm hugging.
Let's hug it out?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so are we good?
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Mike Piazza. The structure for President Trump's impeachment trial just presented by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. One notable element, a compressed timetable. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, not happy.
Senator McConnell's resolution states that key facts be delivered in the wee hours of the night. Simply because he doesn't want the American people to hear them. Plain and simple.
Schumer speaking outside New York's Penn Station. Nationwide celebrations Monday honoring the life of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., including remembrance by the vice president.
In Memphis, Vice President Mike Pence says he was deeply moved by a visit to the National Civil Rights Museum, which preserves the Lorraine Motel balcony where Dr. King was shot.
Fox's Jonathan Siri in Atlanta, Georgia, where Dr. King's family held a service in his hometown. America is listening to Fox News. Ow!
Yeah! Warm me up, dig! It's a cold wave. Coast. I can't get warm anyway. I got three layers of clothing under my coat. I can't deal with all this frost. My ears just fell off.
Icy icicles warming.
On my breath, made in ice bucket list. Cause now I'll freeze to death. Oh!
I've got hypothermia.
Living in frozen nation.
I've got hypothermia.
Losing all of
of my sensation.
I got hypothermia.
Hope I don't need an amputation. I feel cold.
I think Bailey might be having some hypothermia, either that or she's just seeking the warmth between my legs this morning. There's that girl. Look at that face. That sad face looking up like I didn't get any meatloaf in my bowl this morning.
Any place to get warm, huh?
Do that or she smells the sausage on me.
She did taste the meatloaf.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah, she tasted it.
Was it good?
Yeah, she sure did. She
did
loved
that
it.
Meet your high standards?
Yeah.
Culinary dog.
She loved it.
Well, it's, man, outside.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
It's nipplier than that.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
I'll give you the current temperature right now, which is 25, but I won't give you the wind chill until we're done with the forecast. Stick around. Sunshine, breezy, cold today. High in the mid-40s, but you add in a north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Ouch. That's a bite. Tonight, very cold again. Overnight low by this time tomorrow morning, 23. High Wednesday, low 50s. Lots of sun. Mid-50s Thursday. Chance of a late day shower. Showers likely on Thursday night. Maybe a thunderstorm. And that continues into the first half of the day Friday. But that leaves us in good shape for the weekend with sunshine, near normal temperatures. What's normal? Mid to upper 50s this time of the year. Right now this morning, I mentioned it's 25 degrees, but you add in a northwest wind to 10. Wind chill factor is 15 at Danley Field and at Maxwell. Let's look around. Alexander City, 11. Ouch. Auburn, 12. That's an oucher as well. Greenville, 14. That's your current temperatures here at 607.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
This is CNN.
Another Arctic blast is hitting some 200 million Americans today.
America's ice age had begun.
49 of the 50 states are below freezing this morning.
The cold has now spread to my special place.
Significant shrinkage.
Well, so what is it? Ice age, global warming? Will you guys make up your mind so we know which crisis we're supposed to...
When it doesn't fit. Global warming, they say climate change.
That's it. And as you pointed out many times, the climate's always changing.
Been changing for billions of years.
Did you see that? It was a couple of weeks ago, but there's a Glacier National Park. When Obama was president, they put up signs saying, enjoy the view because these glaciers will be gone by 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 2020. The glaciers are still there. Oops. So they had to take the signs down. The fact is, if the glaciers weren't retreating, we'd be under 75 feet of ice.
Right, because, all of North America, all the way down here, was covered with,
the entire South and Midwest and Northern Tier and what isn't frozen in Canada, all used to be covered by glaciers.
Yeah.
So, would you rather have it the old way? Inquiring minds want to know.
True.
So, yesterday... I go to my doctor for a quarterly checkup. It's just about a medication, nothing serious. But I was sitting there in the office, and all of a sudden, my chest is pounding.
No.
And I didn't think of anything, because that happens once in a while. So I get back there. This is not a workup, so all they wanted to do was check my blood pressure. Nurse says, we're going to give you an EKG immediately. Yeah.
What happened?
She wanted to make sure I wasn't having a heart attack. So I didn't think I was, so I wasn't particularly nervous. And turns out I wasn't. But they were concerned. So now I got to go see a cardiologist. And I got a medication to make, and it works.
This is distressing for me. For me to hear this. In a month where we've had a lot of
this has been... horrible. This month has been just god-awful.
Bad news.
So I am trying hard not to... that was a bit of a surprise, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know about this. Now you're telling me now?
Yeah. On the other hand, he was very happy that I was doing the acupuncture infusion. because he's a believer in that. In fact, Ms. Britterbottle is going to try it this morning as a possible solution for her sinus migraine.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
She's been struggling with that.
Yeah, it's...
What do you call it? Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Because about 2 days ahead of any major system change, barometric pressure change, she feels it up here. Yeah. Face, it's horrible. So if this works, it'll be wonderful, a miracle. And Mike, I got your note. I will not mess with this. I promise that I will do my due diligence. I really need the money, too. I can't give up this job. We've got the William Tell Wake Up just ahead, and then later on this hour, the timeline with Rich. And our TV topic today is...
eating out. We apparently eat out about $281 worth a week, and $3,400 worth a year. And,
a week or a month? I don't even make $281
a week. We spend it's a month. You're right. Yeah. Yes, right. That would be a lot.
I couldn't do that because I don't even make $280 a week.
B.S. A month, right. B.S. And $200,000 in our lifetime we spend eating out.
All right, so that is coming up later in the hour. Right now, your local news. Glad you're with us.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery will meet today. The committee will hear from the Parks and Recreation Director about proposed funding if the tax is implemented. The committee previously met with the city's police and fire chiefs. Eight Alabama sheriffs and police groups announced an endorsement of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate Monday. They say they believe in Sessions because as senator, he fought for funding for law enforcement programs. And a local church is providing winter coats for the homeless community thanks to a major donation. Thanks to the donation from Jim Massey Cleaners, 450 coats will be handed out at River City United Methodist Church's fourth Saturday outreach event. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
There's something outside that's chillingly dangerous. Your teeth will chatter. Your car won't start. And you're frozen stiff. From frozen films, when the weather outside is frightful, it won't be delightful. Cold, now causing shrinkage outside a theater near you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort of Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At 6:14, it is the William Tell Wake Up.
We'll be right back.
from Samsung, the Galaxy Throwback. If you feel like you're too plugged into technology, this is for you. It's an old-school phone that you plug into your wall. Pick up the handset and hold it to your ear. The Galaxy Throwback includes 10 rotary digits that you spin with your index finger. You'll also receive a 3-foot coil cord that connects from the phone base to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part, there's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Thank you, Mark and Vicky, for the privilege of representing you on the radio. All right, our Rocket Scientist today, there is an element of genius in this. Also, a father who apparently has nothing better to do, recording a year's worth of baby noises from his newborn son,
yeah,
and then arranged these sounds so they'd sound just like Thunderstruck by AC/DC. So let's hear the result of this brilliant idea.
Okay, but doesn't that mean you have too much time on your hands?
As Tommy Shaw from the rock group Styx once said, yeah. Too much. That'd be a good Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting tune someday.
Hey, guess what? It will next week. How about that?
Well, what do you know? Later on, we have all kinds of bizarre Super Bowl bets that are out there. Why Kelly Ripa quit drinking.
What?
I knew you'd be concerned about that one. And why you won't be seeing a movie about Sting anytime soon. I know I've been on the edge of my seat waiting for that. It's probably why my heart is palpitating. Applied Security, by the way, phenomenal group. If you have not, let me recommend that you sign up for MySpotCrime.com. Just got one of those emails this morning, and I have not even opened it yet. Where is it?
Why am I sweating? Is it hot in here?
I don't like hearing that you're sweating. It makes me nervous. Dang, I just had it like 5 minutes ago. Well, apparently this is it's trying to torture me.
Oh, the spot news?
Yeah, the spot crime report. Did I delete that somehow by accident in my haste?
Must have.
Well, it's something you can send at myspotcrime.com, and you'll get regular emails. You set the radius around your home. And any crime that's committed within that radius, I use 3 miles. All right, here it is. I found it. I did delete it by accident. Let's see.
Theft, burglary, theft, other.
Harassment, simple assault, Wexford Trace, Taylor Road, Arrowhead Drive, Boyd Cooper Parkway, Placid Drive, Berry Hill, Nature Drive, Sylvester Drive, Bell Gables, Lake Ridge. There's a lot going on out there, and if it doesn't happen to you, good. Or anybody you know, even better. But it does happen, and Applied Security can help prevent it from happening at your home. 279-8338. They're local. I know you like doing business with local companies. If you need anything, they're a phone call away. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Board Security, permit number 276 for Applied Security. Our first look at traffic at 620. Rich has the timeline for the 21st. Coming up later on, Jay with Random Facts.
Good morning.
this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have got light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85 this morning. Everything's rolling along on the interstates at the speed limit. We've got no issues that we know of at this point. Little congestion at the major intersections around the boulevard. Mostly light to moderate traffic all over the city this morning. We have no reports of any accidents to us at this time. So drive carefully, buckle up, and try to stay warm. It is cold out there this morning. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold, though. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it is warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
you go. Come on, here you go.
Oh,
you're going
up.
There you go.
Oh,
there's your cab.
Back at.
Bye.
Okay, that shouldn't have offended anybody. At 6:24 with the timeline for the 21st day of January on this frigid morning, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
345 days are left in the year on National, well, you did it at the beginning, National Hugging Day.
I'll hug you later, Bailey.
Wants it now.
No, that's not what she wants now. She wants this piece of chicken over here.
Oh.
It's Rid the World of Fad Diets and Gimmicks Day.
I'm all for that.
All right. It's Squirrel Appreciation Day. Is squirrel keto friendly?
Actually, if you believe what it says in Christmas Vacation, it's high, as my grandfather used to call it, cholesterol.
Well, I'm told that if you have to survive out in the wilds, You'll eat squirrel.
I won't eat squirrel, but I might want to steal their nuts if I'm hungry.
Okay, on that note, we'll move on. 1793, King Louis the 16th had a bad day. Executed by the guillotine in Paris.
That's a pretty permanent fix.
Yeah. 112 years ago in 1908, New York City lawmakers passed a law making it illegal for women to smoke in public. The mayor vetoed it 2 weeks later because he realized if they couldn't smoke in public, guys would have a harder time. Never mind. That's not funny.
Well, I need to know. If they couldn't smoke in public, guys wouldn't know who was...
It was our people who write this...
Yes.
...made a joke, and I don't like it.
They don't know what they're doing. They're from California. What do they know about anything?
I didn't spot it when I was putting this together this morning. Usually I catch stuff like that. 1924 in the state. Vladimir Lenin dies at the age of 54. On the state in 59, Carl Switzer, who played Alfalfa on The Little Rascals, shot and killed by a former business partner.
Shot and killed?
Yeah, shot and killed. Shot and. During an argument over a $50 debt.
What a horrible demise.
I know, over 50 bucks.
Yeah. All the rascals, a lot of them had major issues.
Yeah. Spanky died young, didn't he? I think he
was. A bunch of them did.
Yeah, Spanky McFarland. On this date in 1966, George Harrison married his first wife, Patty Boyd. The two met on the set of the movie Hard Day's Night. She left him in the 70s for Eric Clapton. On this date in 76, the Concorde takes off concurrently from London's Heathrow Airport and Orly Airport in Paris at the same time. There it is. We had a microphone there. Oh, it's the Concorde.
That was loud. Were you ever near one of those when
no,
I was taking over landing?
I would love to have seen it. You were in one, correct?
Yes.
Not a comfortable plane.
You don't hear it when you're inside, but when they're landing, even when they're just coming in for final approach, mm-hmm. Those engines would make your ears ring. They were really, really loud.
Didn't they pass a law that when you're over the continental U.S., the Concorde had to go sub-supersonic?
Yes.
So there was no sonic booms,
yes,
right?
That was passed. That law was enforced, actually, before commercial flights. They had to be out over the ocean.
Right, yeah. 43 years ago in 77, Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam draft dodgers in one of his first acts as president. And now, it's our song of the day. And it comes off a 1977 album called The Stranger, song inspired by Billy Joel's high school crush, Virginia Callahan. Come on, Virginia, don't make me wait. I might as well be the one because, let's face it, only the good die young.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young.
That's a great album. Stranger, 77.
We've seen that, but does that mean because we have not died young that we're not good? Break into small groups and discuss.
Oh, my gosh. There was, controversy about that. Radio stations had problems playing that song, obviously. 1987 on this date, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1990, John McEnroe threw his racket at the Australian Open. He was disqualified from the match immediately. First time a player was kicked out of the tournament in the event's 85-year history. He used to get pretty heated.
I couldn't stand him. He was...
He now is like a TV commentator for tennis, for NBC, I think, during Wimbledon. NBC doesn't have Wimbledon anymore, but when they did. 22 years ago in 98, Bill Clinton angrily denied reports that he had any sexual relations with that woman. On this date in 2010, Toyota recalls, their crisis hit an amazing level. 2.3 million vehicles recalled because, just a little minor thing, the accelerator pedals were sticking. Minor. Birthdays, Gina Davis, she's an actress, is 64. Robbie Benson, he was that little kid in Ode to Billy Joe, he's 64. Wow. Billy Ocean, get out of his car, get into his life, he's 70. Mac Davis, baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. He's 78 today.
We were just talking about him the other day because somebody heard that song on Possum.
Yeah.
I said, God, I hadn't heard that in years and I didn't want to hear it ever again. Right. That was one of those drippy 70s ballads. But he made quite a name for himself out of that. It was in that movie North Dallas 40.
Right.
With, I think, Nick Nolte. And I think he even had a summer variety show.
Did you know this? Hmm. He wrote In the Ghetto for Elvis?
That I had never heard.
Yeah. Placido Domingo is 79 today. He's a tenor. Jack Nicklaus is the big 8-0.
Wow.
He won 18 majors. Tiger has 15, and until recently we all thought Tiger was going to overtake Jack, but who knows? That's not going to happen. Only 22 days until pitchers and catchers report. Valentine's Day is 2 days later. 46 days till the time change. Spring begins in 58 days, and SEC football in 228 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, among the bizarre bets you'll be able to make in the Super Bowl, you can even bet on who'll win the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Team Fluff or Team Ruff? Will the monocle fall off the planner's peanut guy?
What?
Will J-Lo show butt cleavage? These and other things are things you can actually wager money on. And Tom Brady no longer has the best-selling NFL jersey. Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs does.
Is that right?
I am so rooting for the Chiefs. This year, are you going to the game, Super Bowl?
Yeah, right, sure.
The average resale price for a ticket, according to SeatGeek, is $6,232. I remember when I bought them for Janelle's mom. I was in college. I couldn't go to the game, so I gave her tickets to her, my best friend. And I got them for a grand each. So that's, with inflation, about the same.
And the first ticket was $12, the first...
And they didn't sell out.
Yeah.
12 the first year, 15 the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really not so much about football as it is. It's perfectly situated. And the dead of winter, there's not a lot of competition. And they've turned it, you know, wisely. It's hard to believe, you know, they used to have halftime bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's quaintly laughable today when you look at which superstar is going to get the nod. Although I can't think of who's got the nod this year.
So it's J-Lo and that other person.
So, yeah, I'm going to bet on the butt cleavage then.
Yeah. So Miami, what do they call it, the city? It's Miami. It's not the city of Miami. It's actually in Miami, something in Florida.
Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens.
Yeah, that's where the stadium is located.
That's
where the Marlins used to play, that same park. They used to convert it for baseball.
Is that covered? No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is.
All right.
They played the Super Bowl there, I think it was in 2007, and or 6, I forget. There were still houses with tarps. From Wilma.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be
because it took months and months to repair all the damage.
Yeah.
And that was the game, I think, the Colts beat the Bears and it rained the whole game. That might have been the one. No, I don't think Prince was the halftime act. That was later.
I remember the rain game, though. So that was. So they usually have it in a covered stadium. Interesting.
Well, they pick Miami because the weather is always so nice.
Of course it is.
And dependable in the winter.
It's cold in Florida today.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, wind chill factors are down below, near 30 in Orlando right now.
I have to check and see if there's frozen goose down there.
Good morning.
TV time is coming up in just a minute. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the place to find the perfect Valentine's gift. Testimonials right here on the front page of BrianJewelry.com. Irene and Gary, we have traveled to many places, and whenever we need a piece of jewelry or a gift, we always return to Brian Jewelry. Everyone in the store is so helpful. You can be sure that they will find exactly what you need. This is true. I mean, Lynn, Kenny, the whole gang, they're unbelievable when it comes to matching somebody up with something that's in stock or making a suggestion to modify a piece or create it from scratch. That's what a professional jeweler can do. You can put your touch on a watch, build a watch for somebody in a certain theme. There's all kinds of options. Plus, as you walk in, to your left and right are showcases that are chock full of great merchandise celebrating the greatest rivalry in sports between Auburn and Alabama. So you can't go wrong. You can run around all over town, but for 6.5 decades, people have been turning to them, because if they don't have it in stock, they can create it from scratch. At Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, in the preferred community, BrianJewelry.com. 635.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So I'm looking at this guy on my Facebook page, weather page, telling me that he's out hunting this morning. Hunting Bambi this morning in this 15-degree wind chill. Sunshine today, breezy, cold, high in the mid-40s. That north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour is what's adding insult to injury this morning. Tonight, very cold again. I don't think the wind will be a factor tonight, overnight low 23. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 50s, lots of sun. We'll be in the mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers late Thursday, but a better chance showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday. Then sunshine over the weekend. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s, and that's normal for this time of the year. Right now this morning, with 25 degrees, we have wind chill factor of 15 in Montgomery, 11 Alexander City, and 12 in Auburn at 637.
Okay, our TV topic is
about eating out and how much you spend.
How could I forget that? Maybe why I'm having a heart attack.
Don't say that. Don't say stuff like
that. Hey, Jay, did you hear I almost died yesterday?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Yeah. The whole EKG thing.
Yeah, you forgot that? Oh, yeah. They had you on the ground and
Note to self, call Jay Quell and have Jay removed from Will. Okay, now that I know exactly what I mean. Let's see how the roads are doing at 637.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're a little after 6:30 on the clock. That means we've got congestion on the boulevard now. Seeing a lot of cars coming into the city to get the workday started. East South Boulevard, congestion there, as well as East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. The 31s are a little crowded this morning. And we've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85, but we have no accidents to tell you about at this time. None reported to us. So buckle up, try to stay warm, and drive carefully this morning. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Mike Piazza. The structure for President Trump's impeachment trial just presented by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. One notable element, a compressed timetable. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, not happy.
Senator McConnell's resolution states that key facts be delivered in the wee hours of the night simply because he doesn't want the American people to hear them. Plain and simple.
Schumer speaking outside New York's Penn Station. Nationwide celebrations Monday honoring the life of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., including remembrance by the vice president.
In Memphis, Vice President Mike Pence says he was deeply moved by a visit to the National Civil Rights Museum, which preserves the Lorraine Motel balcony where Dr. King was shot.
Fox's Jonathan Siri in Atlanta, Georgia, where Dr. King's family held a service in his hometown. America is listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
Wow, we've been hearing some interesting things on our headset.
Dark thoughts going on.
So, we're counting down, folks.
Yeah, we're just waiting.
I'm gonna ambush him.
You lead off. I'll bat second.
All right.
And then once we get started, you know, Jay will take over.
Of course he will. He'll drive us to the house. Put out some fires this morning.
Your day the right way with Rising.
If you're wondering where all your money is going, well, a lot of it is being washed away in a sea of French fries, chicken wings, and cold beer.
That sounds good.
According to a new survey, the average person now spends $281 a month going out to eat. I did the math real quick. That adds up to $3,300 a year.
You did the math.
Sure.
Math. I did it at the desk.
Okay, let's bring it on. Right. Let's go Red News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Get him, Rich.
Morning.
Well, hey, remind me never to go to Sam's Club with Ryan, all right?
Yeah.
That guy's got some dark thoughts.
We can hear you over here, you know.
We just hear.
You think I care?
That's
no, I don't. Don't confuse
me.
Sorry,
you confuse me with somebody that cares.
All right, who's gone to a fast food restaurant in the last week?
Here's what I don't understand. What do I do? I spend all day Sunday lining up a menu for you guys all week, right?
Yeah.
Today. Homemade meatloaf with melted cheddar and eggs over
eggs
easy.
Eggs on top of it. Why do I need to go to a restaurant? I go to this restaurant.
So, I love doing this. It's part, you know, and I set it up on Sunday. Tomorrow it's New York strip steaks and eggs.
Yeah.
But then last night when I'm leaving after my afternoon show here, I'm stopping at McDonald's.
Okay.
Not for me.
No.
And I don't do this all the time, but someone I'm married to has I surprised her with a Big Mac. She likes those. Not all the time.
Big Mac can be nice.
Trying to eat healthy. Yeah. But so I put a lot of effort into preparing meals from home, but I do end up, and it really adds up, the days of a $5 footlong sub and all that's long gone. You can't even get one meal.
Oh, they don't have that deal anymore? I haven't been to a Subway in a long time.
But it's even for one person, it's like $8, $9, $10, and that's just for basic.
It's expensive to eat out, especially in sit-down restaurants, right?
Well, $10 a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
$10 a day, even at fast food, that's $300 a month.
Sure.
I did that math all by myself.
And where they get you, the fast food restaurants, as they do these rewards programs. So it's like I'm really buying myself a free meal in 3 weeks when I've eaten enough chicken nuggets.
I was a little bit late to this segment, because I was putting in, I was filling out a survey from Chick-fil-A that I got, because I got a free chicken sandwich when I got my kids' meal last night. And so I was making sure that, because
you got a kids' meal last night?
They're giving you a free sandwich, but you only have 2 days to complete it now, so I need to make sure that I get the rewards. Because then now I feel like... I was actually on the phone with my mom, and I was debating if I should even go to Chick-fil-A, and I was like, whew, glad I made the right decision.
Do they ask you where the kid is, or do they just give you the meal?
No, I don't think you have to produce a kid.
It's against the Constitution to have to produce a child.
I was actually along for the ride. Exactly. They gave me a really cool toy.
Exactly. Like, can we see the kid? We just rolled down the window for
him. Andrew,
That's hilarious.
Got his chicken nuggies.
Yeah.
By the way, do you get a toy with that? And what do you do?
Is it a fun meal?
Huh? With a kid's meal?
No, I usually trade it in for ice cream cone.
Oh. My question about that is, do you have to like leave the store and come back? Or do they literally give you I don't want it.
You tell them typically in the drive-thru, I say, yes, I'd like to substitute my toy. Usually it's a book or something for an ice cream cone. You can get
I don't need to read.
And I'd let them know. I'm like, I don't read this. Exactly. But if you're in the restaurant, you can take your toy back to them and say, hey, let me get that cone.
This has been very enlightening.
It really has.
Read in your toy.
I got the DVR set. I'm going to watch this later.
Saving any money this way.
Right.
But with the kids' meal there, like you've gotten a smaller portion, so then you can make room for your ice cream cone.
Man, Happy Meals used to have the best toys, too.
Taking notes on this lesson you just gave us.
Exactly.
This is must-see television.
Yeah.
Work everywhere. Could I do that at McDonald's?
They don't really. You know what? I don't think that they really.
I bet if I said Chick-fil-A does it, they'd be like, okay.
Hey,
Andrew. Don't forget, kids eat free at Baumhauer's tonight.
I wouldn't mind. I wish there were other.
Andrew's my kid.
Have Ryan take you in.
All right, guys.
I had him this week. That's why I got the.
custody battle in here.
If you want to hear more, that's great. Talk 93.1. Tune in Monday through Friday. Start
your day. Oh, that's funny.
That was one of the... We've had some good ones so far this year. Yeah. That was epic.
Oh, man.
I try to keep my glasses off when we're on TV because I don't want to look old. We're going to take a quick... What?
He was going to say something, I'm sure of it.
Come on.
No, I had nothing.
Oh, I thought you had something
there.
I had nothing. There was plenty of ways to step, but not, you know, the appropriate ways.
Before we get to the cheap and trashy, we will have a visit with Menthol Meredith, who will discuss Dry January as we're now 3 weeks into it.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Well, everyone stop drinking for this Dry January thing. Heck, I even went 17 days without drinking, and I ain't gone 17 days without drinking since I was in the fifth grade. I would have probably made the whole month, but I had a hell of a day on Friday, so I had to take the edge off. So I went down to the Dollar Liquor and bought me a box of wine off the bottom shelf, and wouldn't you know it, the dang spigot broke off. So seeing how mother is the necessity of invention, I ripped that box open and stuck a straw right inside the bag they got in there. It was like drinking a giant Capri Sun full of Chardonnay. I really ought to have my own cooking show or something. Anyway, I've been drinking less, so I guess my Dry January has been more like a damp January.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy. All the prop bets on the Super Bowl are out, like, well, the planet's penis. Peanut. Didn't we discuss this earlier? Maybe I should just move on from the
plant. He wasn't here.
Will Mr. Peanut's monocle fall off?
Right.
I guess that's happened in the past. Also a bet on whether or not 98-year-old Betty White will be in a Snickers commercial. It's been 10 years since that infamous appearance. Remember that?
I do remember that.
It's fine. Yeah.
Buck Cleavage from jail, blah, blah, blah. All right. In case you missed it, our top sports story earlier. Tom Brady no longer has the number one selling jersey in the NFL. It belongs to Patrick Mahomes. No doubt fueled by the big KC victory. And I am pulling for them, even though I really don't plan to watch the game. Super Bowl average resale prices, $6,232. It says here, the internet is losing it. Who is the internet? These are the people, these are the PWMBTs with nothing better to do. The obsession with Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's reunion at the SAG Awards intensified when people noticed that Jennifer seemed to have a finger underneath one of Brad's lapels.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
cares?
You can see it in a picture where Brad is holding Jennifer's wrist and her hand is close to his chest. Even celebrities are fangirling over it, including Brooklyn Decker and Jamie Lynn Spears. Courtney Cox was liking photos of Brad and Jen's reunion. This is how low or fun. You think the impeachment's a joke? This is one reason why. Priorities. Kelly Ripa says she quit drinking when Ryan Seacrest joined Live. So what do you...
What do you read into that?
That Michael Strahan was a jerk. Difficult to work with. So she needed a little Chardonnay to keep herself decomposed.
I see.
Ryan gets along with everybody.
Well, there's nobody... He's as clean and odor-free as anybody in...
Right?
Who's famous, right?
God, not a skeleton to be found, apparently.
Right, and when was the last time he was the center of a buzz because he said something controversial?
Right, good point. He's on 50 shows. Jeez almighty.
Yeah.
Well, you know why he's on 50 shows?
Because he doesn't say anything. They have to worry about him.
Right, exactly.
He's on a weekly countdown show, too.
Oh, of course.
He's the forerunner to American Top 40.
Yeah. He's all over the place. Because he's good, you know, just like safe bet, you know?
Right. Wacky Phoenix, who was out there protesting climate change while taking private jets, did exactly that on Sunday after the Screen Actors Guild Award, jumped in a private jet to protest at a slaughterhouse.
Oh. Joaquin. You call him wacky. I like that.
That's another one that's out there, man. I'll give him credit for one thing. At the climate protest, and I think he was another one that got himself arrested. At least at that, he said, "I can't help it. There are times when I just have to take a private jet to live my life."
Did you get the jet out of the shop yet? Is your jet out of the shop?
It's for thee, not for me. Remember that, friends. Top 10 kids movie villains who are too scary for kids.
Okay.
Movie villains that are too scary for kids? Well, let's go with Pennywise the Clown. I mean, if that's what we're... if you're going for scary...
The Joker?
Witches from The Witches in 1990.
Oh, you mean... Are you saying about villains in a kids movie that was too scary
kids
for kids?
Yeah, kids movie villains,
yes. Oh,
that's different.
Yeah,
that's
very okay. Different. Interesting.
Witches and what's the...
Let me think. I'm not sure.
The Witches from The Witches in 1990.
What else is on that? That was number one or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, he had a little... Yeah, when he...
So I never saw that either. God. Everybody, you got to go see Roger Rabbit. And well, anytime somebody, you got to see something.
It's great filmmaking as far
technical
as...
Technical achievement is amazing, yes.
Technically, it is incredible.
By the way, you got to see 1917.
Yeah.
Mork from The Neverending Story.
Okay.
Satan from The Adventures of Mark Twain in 1985.
The Adventures of Mark Twain itself, that whole thing, just all kinds of creepy and weird. It was claymation, it was trippy, it was... as a kid, when I watched it, I was... I don't want to say traumatized, but I didn't like to watch it a second time. If it was ever on, no.
Harry Hamlin was quite the 80s hottie in L.A. Law, but he says playing a gay man in the 1982 movie Making Love killed his career. He said, "I made the movie 10 years too early." No movies about Sting. He was asked if he'd ever allow one to be made about him. He said, "Absolutely not. I don't think I want to. I'm telling my story in an artistic way."
Okay.
All right.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne.
Him and his wife are on Good Morning America this morning.
Well, was it on Good Morning America today? I guess this interview was pre-recorded.
Yeah, maybe.
He tells Robin Roberts about the struggle and how after he hit the floor, he thought he was done for because he had a serious fall in the middle of the night in the bathroom. His recovery has been, quote, taking its time, adding that 2019 was the worst, longest, most painful, miserable year of my life.
How do you stay? How does she stay married to him? I don't get it.
She's got that what's the word, that Teflon exterior. I don't think anything gets to her. She knows who he is, accepts who he is, right, and doesn't invest a lot of time and energy in trying to change something that ain't going to change. That's our mental health lesson for the day, by the way. Tim Tebow got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She happens to be 2017's Miss Universe. So he did well. Back to Jennifer Aniston, twice in the same cheap and trash.
Oh, no. What's up?
She said she wanted to play Wonder Woman, but she waited too long. Alex Trebek has no say in who succeeds him in Jeopardy, nor will he advise anybody on who to pick.
Right.
Let's see. Taylor said the...
Do you know where the Harry and Meg are living in Canada? What city?
Vancouver?
Yeah. I should do know that.
And by the way, their exit, the Megxit, it was a hard Megxit.
Right.
The Queen pretty much said, you can come and visit us at Christmas.
Exactly. Hey, they were ostracized.
Well, yes, it's her. You got to read the tabloids, Rich. You got to catch up. I'm going to have the Inquirer in the house this afternoon. And David Blackman, our guest blogger on Tuesday, he just did a great piece on those two.
Oh, really?
Queen comes down hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry and Meghan, by the way, do you have a convoluted intro for Random Facts all ready to go?
That's great. You may want to delay Random Facts just a little bit because it's taken me a while to get in here and do everything.
You see, Netflix might...
Currently, I only have four.
Netflix wants to run Random Facts?
No, wants to hire Harry and Meghan in some capacity.
Yeah, everybody that pays those monthly fees to Netflix, think about who they're throwing that money away on.
I pay that monthly fee to Netflix.
One comes to mind.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah, they've got $65 million to give those two. Maybe they could lower your monthly rate by a buck. Jones Brothers has been in business. They've got to be approaching 9 decades. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A legacy business here that has withstood time because, like so many other of the legacy businesses that support a radio station, they play it straight when they're dealing with customers. They will never tell you you need to replace a roof unless you actually really need to replace it. Most of the time, a stain in the ceiling is nothing more than water getting through after a heavy rain or a big gust of wind. They come out, they trace the origin, seal that area, then dispatch a painter to take that hideous stain out, so you don't have to look at that. And that's pretty much it. Houses settle, cracks get developed, so most of the time that's it. But every once in a while, you do need a new roof. Trust Jones Brothers. Visit them online at jbroof.com. Their portfolio of accomplishment is amazing. There's even 3 roofs in there that they'll show you that they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer, the goal with each and every roof they work on. jbroof.com or 800-264-8009. Doors, replacement windows, and screened-in patios, all available at Jones Brothers Roofing. 658 Fox and 2.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got our first accident this morning. I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill Road. It is a minor accident. Hopefully, it'll be out of the way quickly. Use caution there. I-65 looking good north and southbound into the city. No problems at the interchange downtown. We're beginning to get busy on the east and east-south boulevards and at all the major intersections. A lot of traffic inbound to Montgomery on all the 31s from Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. World Acceptance can help you with finances, and they're located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the